and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is July the 12th, 2017. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time during the show, today is a Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davis, just waiting on Brother Davis, will be here for today's show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, we'll see you in queue. But before we get into all of that for the show, we have to first talk about how you can support Black Talk Radio Network. Very easily and so necessary, in order for this network to stay relevant and stay on air, it is going to need your support. And your support is critical to this network because it has no other sponsors or anything else. So if you would, definitely give whatever it is that you can. All donations are extremely appreciated. And you could do that by going to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you do that, you go to the homepage, and you will see the donation icon that's in green, that's right there. All you have to do is press that, and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to the network. Very, very important.
Hey,
also,
Dave,
there's another way that you can... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you, man, but...
No, you're good, brother.
But right now, there's something else that they need to do if they don't mind.
Okay.
You know, because I understand everybody don't engage politicians or the U.S. government. But a number of web-based businesses, let's say, for example, like Netflix and some others, and today was like a day of solidarity for a lot of online-based businesses, people with digital media platforms, because they're trying to take away net neutrality. What that means, people, is that let's say you got Verizon and you access, let's say, btrcommunity.com through your Verizon, you know, internet service on your phone. Or if you have, let's say, AT&T for your home internet service. Well, if they've already voted to get rid of, and I'm talking about the Federal Communication Commission, they've already voted to roll back the Obama-era net neutrality rules, where they had to treat all internet traffic equally or all websites equally. So what they're trying to do is run a con, man. They're trying to just, you know, we talked about capitalism yesterday, and they want to increase their capital,
right,
their profits, and what have you. So what they're doing is, even though you paying them as a customer, they're going to be deciding which internet websites you can access, or they will slow it down that you'll become so frustrated, because whereas before you could click on pages and get to in relatively quick time, but they'll slow it down, so all your browser will be like loading. You know how it looks when it's trying to load up
a
page?
Right, yeah.
It'll just do that for like 5-10 minutes. That's called throttling. So the ISP providers, if for us who have websites or businesses online, if we don't pay them whatever they might ask for to speed up our websites on their, it's not really their network, it's not really their internet, but see, they have made a deal with the government to utilize the infrastructure to offer internet, you know, access to people. It's still all using government infrastructure, something we've already paid for. And so today was like, you know, a fight for open internet. And so, like, I started last night, man, and I started asking other people, and I've been making posts, and I even made a video. I cut a promo today for Tanya Free and Friends Show. Go to the website, www.battleforthenet.com. And if you will, they will have an email form. All you got to do is put in your email address, your information, and then it will send it to your representative based on the zip code that you enter. And it will even call them for you, or call the White House desk so you can leave a message. This is what it took the last time they tried this, and enough, you know, millions of people said, you know, expressed their displeasure with them trying to, you know, it's fascism, man. It's, they're trying to control information.
Right.
You know, they're trying to control ideals. They trying to monopolize the internet, because that will even shut down. Like, you know, you're going to tell people about the trade coin club. Well,
it's
can't nobody
shut everything down.
Yeah, it can't nobody get to the trade club website. It might as well not exist. And the same thing with BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, same thing with BTRCommunity.com, same thing with BlackTalkMediaProject.org. Then guess what? We just going to be stuck on Facebook. With Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook is not one of the companies that's lobbying for open internet, because he worth all that money. That company worth all that money. Ain't nobody going to slow his stuff down when he got a billion users.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But it's people like us that's trying to build online safe spaces on the internet for us to be able, like we're doing right now, to discuss issues, to come up with ideals, to promote our businesses. All of that could be gone in a matter of months if they had their way. So, you know, if you're so inclined, please help us battle for open internet, and go to www.battleforthenet.com and fire off a quick message to your representative that you don't think, you know, when you paying as a customer, are you paying Verizon or Comcast, you getting your ISP service from them, but you paying to access the whole internet. You're not paying them to pick what you can access or not. You're paying them for internet access, and they have no right to control what you can access. So, I mean, this could hurt people in areas of research. I love to look stuff up. I research a lot of stuff online, because, I mean, you can get access to information from all over the world, you know? So, you may not even be able to access those sources if those people can't pay the ransom to these few corporations that's behind this. But I had to share that, Dave. Thank you.
No. Hold on, Scotty, because this is so important, because this is the burning of the book. See, this is the burning of the book. See, this is a tactic that the corporate controlling figures that control the governments, this is what they do. This is even worse than censorship, because what this is it's the modern day, the digital burning of the books. This was why this is so bad. See, they've gotten everybody so used to and having to actually used to and developing their overall quality of life and standard of living around the internet. Now they want to hold that for ransom, because what they're really trying to do is they're trying to eliminate any other competition as far as competition to the overall systematic will. And this is what this is really all about. And this is something that is going to vastly affect everyone. And it's something that, if that is the case, then I definitely say that, these people really don't understand until you I think it would be a call and a necessity for people to drop all of their cell phones. Get away from your cell phones. Drop your cell phones, everything else. Because this is the thing, is that they're trying to hold you hostage to this all. But what they did first do is that they created your dependency on it first. Now they want to hold you hostage. This is more than ridiculous. This is the modern day burning of the books from the past. Whenever a regime or whenever the system decided that one government wanted to turn completely into a more brutal form of tyranny, the first thing that they did was destroy the books. They've already destroyed so many bookstores and everything else. This is another way to destroy the books.
Right, Dave.
And this is...
Yeah,
go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, if I could add, in 1996, the Clinton administration, working with Republicans, passed the 1996 Telecommunications Act. What that did was allow big, large corporations like iHeartRadio, used to be called Clear Channel. When they get a bad name, they always rebrand. When people are on,
change it, right.
Yeah, they always change their name, hoping you won't catch on. So what that bill did was allow a big corporation, instead of just having one or two stations in the market, then they were allowed to have up to eight stations in the market. Well, that shuts out the little independent stations, but especially the black stations. Black radio played a key role during the Black Power movement, during the Civil Rights movement, and just people being able to communicate their ideals and their thoughts on a station that was there for them. Those back in the day were really community radio stations. So they took that away. We only have, maybe one, if we're lucky, an independent black radio station. Just cause they play black music and they got black people talking on the radio don't make them a black station in terms of designing programming that's going to assist that community. No, they design program that's going to distract that community and program them with self-destructive messages. That's why we see so much violence in large cities where we have these type of stations, and there's no way to counter it. So what the internet, I don't think they foresaw this at the time, because internet radio wasn't developed at the time of the launch of the internet. Okay, so people like myself said, you know what? Okay, they did what they did. It's near impossible for us to buy radio stations now and get licensed, because you got to go to the government and get a license from the FCC to be on the terrestrial airways. That's when I say terrestrial means earth. So that means you got a physical antenna to where you're broadcasting with a transmitter through that antenna out to whoever can pick it up on a transistor radio with a receiver. So since we couldn't really turn back the hands of time and we don't have the I'm not going to say we don't have, but we have not used our resources to maintain what we had in terms of communication, the internet became a viable option with the advent of internet radio technologies. That's why Black Talk Radio was created. I was sick and tired of only hearing Steve Harvey in the morning, Tom Joyner in the morning. These are all comedians, people. Ricky Smiley. These are all comedians. What's that woman name in New York? Wendy Williams, that's always gossiping and stuff. See, that's the stuff they want us to listen to. They don't want you listening to Tando Radio Show. They don't want you listening to Wise Wednesday. They don't want you listening to New Abolitionist Radio or any of the other programming that's on our platform.
Nope.
So it's not a matter of some of us. There is some addiction involved, but for people like myself, you know, this was the only viable option we had for mass communication to our people. I'm looking at the board right now. We got an international audience. People can call in right now from all wherever they are in the world and establish a relationship with us on this program, just like they contacted me and Max about coming to Ghana. Okay, that's because they heard us through New Abolitionist Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. So this has been something that's very, very important to me. And if they are successful, I'm going to have to shut down, man, because we don't get enough donations. They're not going to put – those corporations not going to put ads on our station. That's how they kill black radio, terrestrial radio. So since we don't get enough donations and I refuse to go with my hat in my hand to people like George Soros and the Ford Foundation and all these other people who will want to put limits on what you can talk about, I just can't stress how important it is, Dave. Mass communication is key. Yeah. Just think about it. This is what I did in the military. Your army is in disarray if they can't communicate with each other on the battlefield. And I'll stop there.
At all. No, Scotty, because this is so important. Just think, everyone, if we didn't have Black Talk Radio Network, I would have never met any of you at the way that we've met. The information that we shared with you all would have never been disseminated to you. Would have never been disseminated to you. This is very important for every listener that is here. We have to take a proactive stance on this because it makes a difference. Look at the difference that is made in your life. But what's happening now is that this is the noose that is tying that is being tightened. And if they get away with these types of things, this is some of these types of because it's not just going to be Tando Radio Show. It's not just going to be Black Talk Radio Network. It's going to be anything that would make you think is going to be gone. It's going to be gone. And when it goes, it is also going to be where you go too, because those are the steps that they're going to continue to tighten the noose around everything, and ultimately it will completely choke you out until you will be suffocated by it all. This is critical that we realize the importance of what we have here and what it is that we want to continue to have. And it's really about you. It's really about you. And as Scotty said, if they get away with this, because the corporations definitely want to do that, they want to control everything. This is why it's so important that you know the difference between ownership and control. This is them trying to invoke their overall control. But the key to the whole thing of the control is that their control has no leverage without your surrenderance. Can't surrender to this. Because it's not just this show, this network. It's your whole way of life. You may think and say, shoot, how? But that's what they always want the people to think. How and why? That don't affect me. It does. It all affects you, and it's going to affect you in a very, very significant way. In the future, we're going to need Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to need Tando Radio Show. Just before an event happens while an event is happening and once an event is full-fledged. I've always planned on when the next major event happens, no matter what time it is, Tando Radio Show would go live, if we could do it, without interrupting anyone else's show. That won't happen. And that means that some people aren't going to be able to be given pertinent, strategically important information.
So Dave, can I add?
And this is the most important thing that we have to do. Brother Davis is there. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Davis. Yes, of course, Brother Davis. So we all have to be active in this. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, for those of you who don't quite understand what we're trying to stress to you, this was done before, and it was done through a concept of called No Urban Dictate. And what it had, what was, is a list of companies of that literally would not, they would not advertise with, and they were all African-American radio stations. And literally, this is being done in a different manner, but they're looking for the same result, because they starved out so many stations because they could not get advertisement that it literally left the airways void for black news as well as some degree of entertainment. I just wanted to add that so you who are due diligent enough can look it up. No Urban Dictate. It was passed by the FCC. It was a law that required proof of compliance with No Urban Dictate. That meant that car dealerships couldn't even advertise. Grocery stores couldn't advertise. That's a lot of money that was taken right out of our pockets. I just wanted to add that, brother. Let me get back in the room and wait.
Yeah, and you know what, Brother Davis, I'm glad you did, because as Scotty knows, you all know the ramifications of this. Brother Davis, you know that this is actually one. Remember when we talked about, I said there's going to be some false flags. We're in that false flag time period. This is one of those. This is definitely one. And the thing is that it's so important that we say no, we understand what's at risk, and we're not willing to risk it. And if this does happen, I think it's more important, is much more important, that we not only say that we object to it, but also say that if it does happen, you will not be able to withstand the consequences that will be, that will follow this. And see, they may say, well, what are you going to do? Because they're going to destabilize where there will be no mass communication across the board. And that has to be established now. And I think it's really, really time for us globally to say we're willing to risk it all. And willing to risk it all from this fashion. We're not going to be using any devices. We're totally going to stop paying everything, because see, this is the thing. These corporations work on margins, and what you could do is you could say we're going to start saying we're going to put in sell orders on your stocks and everything else.
I'm with you 100% on that, Dave. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was thinking about that last night as I was, you know, pushing out all of this stuff. You know, so that people be aware and, you know, call these people and express your independent voice and tell them no. You know, you can still call, tell them no, and they still could go ahead and do it anyway. But if that be the case, then I was like, man, ain't no sense to me. I might well shut down Black Talk Media Project, because can't nobody get to none of the platforms that we have built. So what's the purpose of me having internet? I don't use the internet for entertainment like that. I'm on here to do a job and to help
Scotty.
Assist my people. So I'm with you. I will cancel my internet service. There wouldn't be no point in me having it.
Man, Scotty, and I think this is the strategy that needs to be set forth here. Not only, this is the thing, it won't be a march on the streets that we'll have. But what it will be is that it will be a directive movement against them directly in all forms and fashions. Number one, canceling everything. Not only canceling everything, Congress, you want to let this go? Check this out. This is what's going to happen. No one is going to go to work for 3 weeks at all. You're hardly ever at work doing anything that's meaningful for the people. Even when you're there, you're not. But what should be happening, and we're not going to negotiate with anyone. There is no leader. And when there is no leader, there can be no sellout. I suggest that we all drop our cell phones. Yes, that will be some painful things for individuals and everything, but it's going to be necessary because I'm going to tell you, until we take back our sovereignty and self-determination, you're already losing everything anyhow. It's not a matter of comfort. It's a matter of your overall projection and your movement forward, your prosperity, not only when you are in the physical living form, but when you're in that eternal spiritual form as well. What you do here is also going to be affecting you in the eternal realm, because this is the decisions and the energy and the will that you displayed. It's eternal. There isn't going to be anything easier. That was the lie that man has got you to obey today. How you resonate now is how you resonate eternally, because you're eternal spirit. So at some point, and at some time, you need to put a line in the sand and say no more. I suggest that we drop all communication, all cell phones. And it's the internet people that want to do it, so let's target them and all of the politicians. And you see, and this is how you attack the whole system. Everyone refuses to go to work for the whole month. They always talking about a government shutdown. Well, there should be the people shutting everything down. And when you do that, that is the most powerful thing, because who can they target? This needs to be talked about and needs to be conceptualized among people. And I realize what that means for me by me saying these things. I don't care. I'm not worried about my physical existence. That means nothing to me. That's a temporary spot. And it does it. There is no threat about with my family. I don't move that way. I don't resonate that way. There isn't anybody in my family that you can hold me hostage to make me do something that is in your best interest. Because this is what they're trying to do is far, far worse. You won't know what's happening and what's up, and you're going to get caught when they turn out the lights.
And Dave,
that's what this is really all about.
What you just said about holding hostage, that's literally what they're threatening business entrepreneurs, BIB Radio. You know, we got people on the network that got online business-based businesses and stuff like that. They're trying to hold our listeners hostage and make us pay a ransom. And, oh, if you want them to be able to access your website, you got to pay this ransom. That's exactly what it is. It's they're taking our traffic hostage.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the key. You never negotiate with a terrorist in any form, in any fashion. You never negotiate with tyranny. You never negotiate with violence. You never allow that threat to move you to a fear of surrenderance. I definitely say this is what we should all be doing. And it's been high time for a long time for many, many reasons. But this is one that I think that we should all start with. Everyone should stop working. And let me tell you, if you really want to shut this system down, let me tell you how you do it. Everyone stop paying their bills. Is it going to be a hardship with that? Yes. But if everybody does it, no, it's not. No, it's not. And then guess what happens? Watch how quickly they'll forgive you of doing that if you promise that you got what you want. Now, will you can get back to – watch how quickly that – now you create a table of negotiation that's equally yoked. This whole system has been telling you what you're going to accept because they have the organization, even though they're smaller, to do it. We have the multitudes when we have no organization. We're not willing to do it. Should be. Cool. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to march anywhere. We're going to stop giving energy to everything and see how long you last. These companies work off of margins. You say you're going to sell everything that you have in the market, and you know what that's going to do? Let me tell you something about the market. The market works off of emotion. If the market gets a hint that the whole that everybody is going to protest something and stop paying and everything else, you know what that market is going to do? It's going to be so many sell orders, that's it, and those companies will be done. The front of those companies will be done. That's where you hit it. You say we're not going to give energy to it. We're going to shut this whole thing down. No, we're not going to riot. No, we're not going to march. No, we're not going to ask for a petition to boycott and all of that other stuff. I mean, a petition to have a march. We're not going to be, we're not going to do any of those things. This is what we're going to do. We're going to stop paying everything. And we're going to see if what you say is so true. The only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. Let's see when we refuse to pay how that works. Because that's the only thing they really care about. And that stops them immediately. And what it also does, this is why they'll fold. Because this opens them up for outside influences to take advantage of that new crisis that now is on them. And this is teetering. Because this is people's livelihoods. Completely. This is more than just a livelihood of getting these coupons. That's not the livelihood that I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about everything that you've learned since you've been listening to Tando Radio Show and to Black Talk Radio Network. Very easy solution to this all. And it's the most powerful thing that we could ever do. It's the most powerful thing that you could do individually, the most powerful thing that we can do collectively. This is where collective prudence meets the road. And yes, there will be voices that will be in their physical form that will be silenced, where you won't hear them any longer. But guess what? It's worth it. I know. And we all should be willing to be silenced in order to always have our eternal foundation sovereign and independent. So if this is the play that they want to do, fine. They do these things because they realize that there is no threat. What are the people going to do? They're stupid. They're dumb. They're under our dominion. They're our slaves. They will do whatever it is that we tell them. They'll be scared, and they're cowards. They don't see you the way the great creator has made you. The bad thing is that we've taken on their view of things. Some point in some time, you have to see that the great warriors that you've always been. I say, we shut everything down. Shut everything down. And who shuts everything down? The people do.
Remember, the Public Enemy said that day, they tried to communicate that to us in the 80s. Shut them down. Shut them down.
Shut them down. Exactly. This is how you shut them down. You refuse to give any energy. You cancel everything. Or the most important thing is this. you stop paying for everything. This is why preparing is so important. And watch and see how quickly they fold. They won't be able to endure 3 hours. They won't be able to endure two. What they won't be able to endure is that they will have a response to try to shut everything down. But see, what happens is that you have to talk about this before anything happens. There's one young princess that has just said it, the most articulate and true thing. Capitalism canceled. From the mouths of the babes. And if we can do it, and this is what I'm going to be pushing to do, that we will cancel everything. This is non-negotiable. Not only is this non-negotiable, there are many things that we are no longer willing to negotiate with. As a matter of fact, we have no choice. And this is what is so beautiful. We needed to be pushed to these moments to do it. It's time. Time for us to stop giving energy. And when we stop giving energy to something, it no longer exists. And it's the most powerful thing, because who are you going to target? Who are you going to target? There will be no Dr. King. There will be no Malcolm. There will be no Elijah Muhammad. There will be no this person and that person. It's going to be me. Going to be us. Do you know how many that is? And how many people around the world will jump at that opportunity? The world is waiting for the great warriors, the indigenous warriors that have decided to sit on the sidelines for far too long, that being you. We say we won't participate in anything, everything collapses. Watch how quickly that goes away. And it's going to go away so quickly that they're going to say, we can't do this right now, because I'm going to tell you something, what they're really doing. This is a test. They are data mining. They are testing to see just how much they can get away with, because they mean to do far, far much more in the future. I don't want to take too much more of Brother Davis's Wise Wednesday. Wise Wednesday. But this is where we're supposed to be. And if something happens to me, you still got to do it. You still have to do it. So, looking forward to the warriors. What a warrior thinks, a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. I don't need all you warriors to start thinking. There is no violence that needs to happen. We don't need to use that consciousness. What we can simply do is end everything and say, no more. Capitalism is canceled. I'm getting ready to go back to Brother Davis on this Wise Wednesday. Get in on the conversation with Brother Davis. Give him a call. It's about corruption, and this is as corrupt as it gets. Give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Much love, much respect. We're going to go to Brother Davis now, and where else would you rather be? Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Actually, that's an excellent start for tonight's show. Tonight's show is about corruption, and what we have to understand is the root word, and that is to corrupt, to be dishonest, unscrupulous. One to infect, one to cause decay, one to cause imbalance. And see, we have to understand the corruption is on such a magnified level in the United States, we have to break it down to the self level. Self-corruption. Because see, when we can identify what the problem is, very easy for us to be able to put together a plan so that we can work our way through it. I was once told by a man that corruption only kicks in when there is something of value being henceforth. Okay, so I said, well, why do you say that? He said, because there has to be something for the person to be willing to corrupt himself for. This is how your morality is broken down. This is how your physical body is broken down. This is how society is broken down. This is how governments have failed. Because there had to be a magnitude of decision in the aspect of corruption. And that part of corruption is corrupt. You see, we literally compromise ourselves because that's the word we prefer to use. Because it's American language, and you know, the American language is designed for you to make a nasty scene not so bad. So we call it compromise. What we're really doing is corrupting ourselves. You know, if you go to a fast food, and I like to use fast food because a lot of fast people eat fast foods because they don't think about it. But literally they know that once that fast food's in their body, if they don't know what is in that food, it starts corrupting. It causes a certain degree of decay. Now people sit back and say, well, don't bother me right away. That's true. It doesn't bother you right away. It's like the concept of a little white lie. When does a little white lie that we regularly call an excuse starts the decaying process? Do we have to identify so much that we're victimized by a system of Westernism that is built on corruption, deception, evil? All of these things play a role in every decision that we make during the course of the day. Something as simple as I don't want to go to work today. But sure, you can't call them up and say, you know what, I don't want to go to work today. Unless you got that kind of time or you got that kind of weight at your job. So, you know, I'm not feeling good. I got a headache. I got a cold. You know, we're not new to none of this. But we have been desensitized by it. Because deception is a part of how our system works. So when do we see ourselves separate from deception? And that's what we must work on. We must work on seeing ourselves separate from deception. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a job of great magnitude. Because I've been working on myself. I'm telling you, it's hard. You ever see a porn movie? I know some of you may be offended by that. Those images implant themselves in your mind. And even when you're not watching the movie, it visits you. Even 10 or 15 years down the line, if you only watch one, it will revisit you. Because it started the infectious process the moment you submit it. Ever around people that curse a lot? They think that that is acceptable. I shock them. You know what I say to them? Yo, man, if you can't talk to me without cursing, we're going to have to kill this conversation. You'll be surprised at how many people look at me and look to say, what? The reason being is because society is so corrupt, so many aspects of it, that they think corruption is acceptable. But we have to look at our own contribution to that process. I told you one time that I was in the process of dumping Western knowledge out of my brain, and I was replacing it with the 42 principles of my art so that they would be fresh seed that can grow in me. My brothers and sisters, believe me, it is a job of great, great magnitude. And I keep my head to the grindstone, even in my prayer as I meditate in the morning. I pray that I could be more worthy seeing myself as a person of principle today. Because you think, you don't even think about it. Sometimes you don't even think about it. But I'm going to tell you how it comes back to you. One day I was doing some business, and I had a person that gave me like a $10 bill or something for change, okay? And they said, well, look, just give me 4 quarters. And I said, "Ahem." They said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You wanted 4 quarters." He said, "Yeah, thank you." I said, "You know you gave me a $10 bill." Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I slipped at that so fast. But you understand that the dynamics of temptation, because understand, to encounter corrupt was going to come in many forms. Okay? Now, I could have easily gave him 4 quarters, stuck that 10 in my pocket. He might not have known it till later on when he got home. Because he wasn't thinking in terms of what he was doing. He was thinking in terms of what he was trying to do. But the difference was, I was thinking in terms of who I am. So when I could have deceived myself and took that extra $9, it was better for me to clean my slate with my karma and say, "Yo, man, bring it to his attention." Now, if he would have said, "Oh, okay, well, Batman, why didn't you just take the money?" Then I literally would have passed his test, because people do that. They test to see if you're morally structured. And many of us fail. And the reason why we fail is because we do not take ourself and the spirit and the integrity of what that encompasses into our daily activity. And the reason being is because society has taught us not to. Society does not want you to be moral. Because if you're moral, there's certain things you will not do. You understand what I'm saying? And here's what's so unique about this, is we participate in this process on a daily basis, and a lot of time it's even without thought. Have you ever walked down the street and seen a wallet? Well, let me tell you something happened to me. I was at a buying coffee in the morning. This happened a couple of years ago. Buying coffee in the morning. The place had maybe 5 or 6 people, and the person ahead of me laid his wallet on the counter, paid his bill, and walked off. The cashier took his money, turned around to put the money in the cash register, and I stood there and I looked at this wallet. Here's what's so unique about this dynamic. When I looked up, the cameras were off because they were in the middle of changing shifts, day clerks and the night clerks. So I stood back away from the counter where I was standing waiting my turn. And I said to the clerk, I said, "Is that your wallet?" And he turned around, he looked at me, and he said, "No." Now, by this time, he's putting this dynamic together, okay? He's like, "Wow, this guy could have walked up, picked up this wallet, and stuck in his pocket. I would have never known the difference." And he wouldn't have. So when he picked up the wallet, he opened it up, and there was the driver's license. And he realized this was some white guy's wallet. It definitely wasn't mine, okay? So by this time, I stepped over to the counter, and another guy came out the back, and it happened to be the manager. The manager walked over, and he said, "Excuse me, what's your name?" I told him my name. And the clerk said, "Well, you know, his wallet was on the counter, blah, 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 blah." And the guy said, "You know what? I watched that whole thing happen. And I also wondered why you didn't step towards that counter and cover that wallet." And I said, "Yeah, well, I thought about that too. But all I came was for the coffee." And you have to understand, that happened years ago before I even began to understand the importance of changing the corruptive nature of what human is for a spiritual nature of what I can be. Understand how I said that? because we are human. We have a nature of corruption. Don't kid yourself. You are living on the lowest level of self as a human until you start to develop those key natural characteristics that will allow you to start to rise. See, when you start your rising, a lot of that has nothing to do with you being knowledgeable of what you're doing. That has to do with the truth of character. You see, these are the things that we have to attack before we can make decisions like Dave is saying. Get rid of your cell phone. Stop going to work. Stop paying bills. See, because you can't do that and be corrupt. And the reason why you can't do that and be corrupt is because there is a portion of your mind that works in favor for your flesh, and the flesh is your human nature. And it's going to tell you, oh, you know, darn well, you don't go to work today. They're going to turn around and they're going to fire you. You see, the mind dynamic is always putting the pressure on you to be human. You have to do the things to elevate yourself above your human nature before you could ever begin to understand the principles and the riches of your divine self. And this is what we literally have to do in these day and age. And the reason why we have to do it is because Westernism assumes you are corrupt all the time. And you know, you see it in every aspect of our lives. Right now, for those of you who haven't noticed, let me bring it to your attention. Do you know you can buy a brand new car with your job? No money down. No payments. You know what? A lot of people are buying new cars. You see them? But they don't realize that they are in the fold of an economic transfer. And these people literally have to get that wealth off them. So what do? They dangle it in front of you like a carrot. And those people who are knowledgeable say, no, I ain't the one. But those people who aren't, it's like, wow, you know what? I've been working at this job for a year and a half now. And I wonder if that qualifies me. You go in and they sit down with you for 10 minutes. And, well, let's go out in the lot. You know what they're doing at 10 minutes? They're running your Social Security number. They're checking on your job. And as soon as they know how much you can afford, they start targeting you. You see, deception has a flip side. And now, when I say deception has a flip side, you don't only corruption, you have corruptors. And if somebody's going to manipulate you into doing something without informing you of the ramifications of all of the aspects, then they're literally corrupting you. So we have to take all of this here responsibility of self back under our own control. You see, that's what is happening now with all of this that's going on. They are playing on the fact that you have so been involved in the programming that it's going to be easy to manipulate you because you're corrupt. And if you're corrupt, I'll find it. That's simple. You know what they do? And I've been there. You know, you've been in the service and you come home when you leave your first time. And somebody you ain't never been around approaches you. And all of a sudden, she's sending you them vibes. Before you know it, you might did something you ain't had no business doing. Why? Because you had to be a corruptor. That corruptor comes in many stages. I told you about the wallet. I told you about coming off leave after you've been, going on leave after you've been out in the service. Let's take one more step. What about going to work tomorrow? And you walk in on stuff that you ain't supposed to see. And it might involve the manager feeling, or maybe playing, or having a tryst. Any one of these things are leverage. Okay? And they're only leverage if you submit. And you could, many times I walk into a store, if it's empty, I don't see nobody, I holler for the clerk, I don't see nobody, I step right back out. I don't go 2 feet into that store. You know why? Because I don't know. There might be a robbery going on in the back. There might be somebody behind the counter with a gun with a clerk on, whatever it is. If I learn to stop.
Brother Davis.
I can make a better decision. Yes, brother, come on with it.
Yeah, your voice gets kind of low sometimes, and I just want everybody to hear what you're saying, because what you're saying is important. So if you could keep your voice up so that we can hear you clearly. But I just wanted to share. That actually happened to me, Brother Davis. I was working in management for a textile company. I was working in the sourcing department. And I didn't know the things back then that I know now, but hey, that's a good thing. I should know more now that I'm older and more experienced. But at the time, I worked in the sourcing department. What the sourcing department does is find these factories that's exploiting workers overseas, and then, you know, work with the managers overseas to tell them what we want and the different things. So one of my areas was the test, like in textile, like when you, let's say, a pair of girl panties or whatnot, and it's got elastic in it, and it might have some little designs on it, like flowers or something like that. So you make the prototype, you send it to the lab, and they test it, right? They run it through a wash test, a stretch test, and all of this stuff. And so this company was in financial straits, right? They was making it known to us. So I'm like, dang, I start going through. I'm handling this stuff every day. And I start asking that dude. I was like, why do we have to pay for each individual garment being washed? I was like, if you have several different garments, but they are the same color and stuff, like, you could put them in the same wash and run the test. They were like being paid. They were like, we were paying like $500 per test. That adds up. And so I was amazed that when I made that suggestion, the guy was in Hong Kong in the lab that was running the test. And when I emailed him and I said, well, why can't we just combine these certain, you know, items here since they the same color or whatnot and do the test that way? Man, he didn't even argue with me. And then later I found out was because the head of my department had done set up some kind of corrupt deal with him to get kickbacks, and that's why they was doing it that way. And I exposed all of it.
Absolutely. And see, that was a situation that he stumbled in. It wasn't like he was doing that principally. He literally just brought to the table good, conscious observation in his position. And then you see stumbling into something else. That's one of the things. Thank you, Brother Scott. I appreciate it. That's one of the things we have to understand, that a lot of times these things don't happen because we created them. They might happen just because of happen chance. Matter of fact, Scotty, we're about at the first break of the night. I want you to pick up your phones, give me some calls in about this corrupt. And the reason why I'm talking about corrupt, because I'm going to move you forward into corrupt sin, and that sin is when you participate. So I want to take our time with that. So, Scotty, if you got a break you want to go to and you want to go to that break now, let me encourage you to pick up your phones and give me a call after the break. This is Brother Davis on Black Talk Radio. Keep in mind about the www.battleforthenet.com so you can call, make your statements, and please participate in the operation of Black Talk Radio. It's Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
moderator.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. We must understand the importance of our purpose before we can literally make changes to our character. Let me repeat that. We must understand the importance of our purpose before we can make changes to our character. Why? Because when you understand the importance to your purpose, you start identifying your integral margin. And that integral margin becomes so important because that's where the corrupter is attacking you. He's attacking your integrity. Because literally, if you don't participate, he's only a corrupter. But if you participate, that corrupter now is operating in what's called corruption. Why? Because he got you to participate. So now, he came in as the corrupter. You became a part of the corrupting, and now what's going on is corruption. Now, I want to point it out to you very clearly like that, because that's happening on every level in our lives. It's happening on a political level. It's happening on a commercial level. It's happening on the social level. It's happening on the religious level and the spiritual level. And the reason why is because we are not focusing on what we are trying to do. We're focusing on the program. And the program wants you to be very docile. They want you not to see yourself from an integral position. It wants you to see yourself in the position they put you in. How many of you guys have seen those signs for the what's the clubs where the guys go, the girls dance? Yeah, them. Okay? How many of you seen those signs and they got this salacious looking woman there, or a woman that's giving you a look of seduction? Because they're trying to appeal to that part of your nature that feels that you can accomplish something by being there. Now, if you really naturally think about it, the only thing you accomplish is spending your money. But that's the purpose of why they blew it. You see, so if you don't participate, you can't be part of the corruption. But it's everywhere. I'm just giving you avenues that you can identify with, but let's look at it from the attribute of an attractive person, male or female, you know. You've seen them to make you take that second look or that third look. You see them when they even approach you, because they might have an intent too. And if they're a corrupter and that's the business they're in, it speaks for itself. There's a lot of strong men who've been victimized by good corruptors, and a lot of good women who have been victimized by male corruptors. Because the principle of corruption plays no role. They don't care how they do it as long as they do it. The principle that literally carries any weight is you and your integrity. Because once you submit it, it's gone. And even if you try to get it back, or you do it one time, you've stained the aspect of your self-awareness. Now, some people can move beyond that. I mean, some people can make mistakes. Everybody trips and falls. But they don't stay down there. See, that's the difference about one who is trying to grow into the character they want to be and one who's being victimized, or who will victimize themselves by the character in order to attain something that may be corrupting them. And I know people will say, oh, who's going to do something that wants to corrupt them? People do it every day. If you smoke cigarettes, you're corrupting yourself. If you're eating foods that are undue to your body, you're corrupting yourself. If you drink excessively, you're corrupting yourself. There's a lot of ways we corrupt ourselves. If you listen to stories, oh, I'll pay that bill next week. And then next week comes and there's a closeout. because you didn't pay the bill. You're corrupting yourself. See, so this walk to try to get away from the waste of Westernism is going to be very, very, very hard. I remember when I first met my wife, we went out on a date, and she said, I turned it on to some of my family, and she was like, oh, wow, you know, I don't think they like me. I said, baby, don't worry about it. She said, well, they'll probably have preconceived ideas that don't mean nothing, because you know the truth, and I know the truth, so let it go. Well, you know, some women, that kind of bothers them. Well, over a period of time, the truth came out, and she was relieved. But what she was more relieved about was I told her at the time, I can't prove this to you. I can't make this happen. But if you let it run its course, the truth always rises. And eventually it did. But see, that's the same way with our character. When we start this process, we have to understand that all of those things that we may have done that are lingering in the back of our minds that reminds us when we least expect it do not hold us. And the reason why they do not hold us is because we are in the process of transforming ourselves from a lower existence to a higher existence. And in doing so, there are going to be some times where you just got to put triggers in. I heard my wife say the other day when I said, well, sometimes I'll stop and I'll count to three, and she'll say, well, before I make a decision, I'll count 3 minutes. See, it's the different concepts, but they serve the same purpose. And see, sometimes that's what we got to do. We got to focus on us and put a key in there, and that key, you can act like it don't turn the lock, but that's your delay to thinking about reference to your best interest. And however you do it is fine, because that tells you, which is your principal self, that you are working on becoming a greater you, which is your higher self. And see, when you start to embrace this, then you want to have those things that are going to reinforce that. That's one of the reasons why I use the 42 principles of my heart, because I was reinforcing that in my subconscious. That as it rose into my understanding of my conscious, I was acting in that already. So now that act that I was doing has turned me into the person I am, where it's no longer an act. It's a part of my personality. So if someone comes to me and say, yo, man, let's go on over here and steal this car, go uptown. No. Now, when I was 13, 14 years old, don't get me wrong, I might have been one of the people who jumped in that car. But as I begin to evaluate myself, to elevate myself, the whole dynamic changes now, because I'm not looking at it from the perspective of the corrupter. I'm looking at it from the perspective of my best interest. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and I'm laying some serious stuff out here for you. I would appreciate if you pick up them phones and give me some calls, because guess what? This dynamic that I'm talking about isn't just happening to you. It's happening to the intermingling of your family. You see, I've always told you that you are the example to anybody or your children that are smaller than you that have a certain degree of admiration for you. Is there someone in the booth?
Yes, sir.
Speaker,
yes, sir, Brother Davis.
All right, well, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Cordell. This is Bragg. Peace.
All right. My brother Bragg, speak up, my man.
Yes, sir. I was just thinking as you were speaking, sir, in a world where everything is turned topsy-turvy, and when I say topsy-turvy, I'm talking about morals are being destroyed purposely. They're teaching the most vile behavior that you've ever seen. I'm 61 years old. We didn't used to relate like the way we relate to each other right now. And just over the course of these 60 years, I've seen this world change into a terrible place. And you're right. Everything they do on that program situation, on that TV, they teach you the most vile behavior, how to get away with murder, whatever it is bad, they teach you. They won't give you an education, but they'll give you an education in criminality. And that's all I wanted to say. In a world where people don't believe that morals count, and when I say that, when you say my heart, you have to wear it on your heart as far as how you treat other people. Hurt no one. I mean, just certain things. Watch what comes out your mouth. Be conscious of being conscious. You know, just things like that. In this society, the water is the dumb you got. Away from your spiritual self, from your true higher self. They have us operating on a low vibrational frequency, almost at the stage of animals, animalistic behavior. And a lot of people don't see it. And I find it to be just forced to insult each other, to walk up to a man that you don't know and insult him. Or I've been in stores where arguments broke out. I got into an argument with a guy. I'm like, he's like 5 feet from the line. So I asked the guy, I said, excuse me, sir, are you in line? He said, yeah. So then he moved up into the line like he should have been in the first place. So we're standing here, we're standing in the line. And the guy turns around and says, hey, man, I don't like mofos close to me because I'm crazy. I'm on my way to work, man. My head is in a whole other place. I'm trying to get myself together to be professional. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way to work. I'm looking at this guy. This guy is trying to start a fight with me. And I'm like, so I just told him, I'm like, look, guy, I'm on my way to work, man. So whatever you're talking about, just be aware that I'm on my way to work. I'm not really about this. But he ended up letting it go. But my thing is, he didn't know me from Adam, but he was ready to start a physical fight with me. So now, and I hate to interject this because I'm not racist, but I've never seen in a professional setting any one of us go up to an accost, just accost a white man. I've never seen it. But my brothers will accost their brothers, and I don't get it. I guess we don't really get the thing that when you murder off people that look like you, you basically kill off your army or people that connect with you. But we do it every day, and I'm just at a loss for words on that. I just don't understand.
We will never understand. You know why? Because we're trying to become greater than the image we cast. Don't nobody see us as we see us. But therefore, there are people out there who are running the program according to how the program is run. All those TV shows, you ever know, this lineup. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is deep. I looked at a lineup this afternoon. Now, there's a show on called Blood Race. I said, Blood Race? Blood Race. This is cars that literally, you feed them humans. I said, get out of here. They got a show on called Lucifer. And this is the devil going around making deals. And I'm like, people do not see the level of immorality they want you to live in, because you will never recover your spiritual self when you indulge in your lower self. And the reason why is because your spiritual self is entitled to the gifts of the grace of worth. Now, let me give you an understanding. The gifts of the grace of worth is your due diligence to change to your higher self. Because I had told you earlier, just changing the dynamic of cleaning Westernism out of your head after all of these years is not an easy task. And there's so much up there that has to deal with self. And each one of you know what you carry. Literally, it's a magnanimous job. But it can be done when you decide you want to do it. But until you come face to face with your purpose, can you find the principles that will allow you to make the transitions that is necessary? Because I'm going to tell you something, and Brother Bragg, I really appreciate what you add, because you always come with good content. It's not an easy job. This brother's just going to work, and the world comes at him because of what they see, and they have no idea who he is. This is what makes this job of transformation, self-transformation, so important. Because if you don't do it in this lifetime, you have to come back again in another manner and start all over. See, we are part of the greater whole. The greater whole is the universe as it's been exposed to us. But the principles that are operating are far-reaching than that statement. There's so much of it that emulates life. And I'm gonna stop there because I'm gonna stay on my subject. But believe me when I say that there's a lot of things that you can do when you decide to operate in the greatness that is you. You have to develop that. It's not going to come to you watching TV. It's not going to come to you practicing some sort of low self behavior. And the sad part about it is that people will give you the illusion of deception about it on every level. So your work has to be confined to your walk. You're going to be sent people along the way who can help you, who give you stuff to read, say, well, try this, try that, and then you'll see how you can start forming your principles. Because see, you have to understand, the work of a stage is not to tell you where to go. It's to help you to develop so that you can find your path. And that way you will know where to go. And the sad part about that is that a lot of times we fail to realize the importance, just the importance of doing the diligence so that we can open the door for somebody to see us where something simple that can identify us and take us to another level. Is there someone else in queue? Okay, listen, I want to give you an identification, first of all, with self, and how self plays a role in this, because you literally control self. Let me repeat that. You literally control self. But if you do not take control of self, there's a lot of programs that are waiting. And they are, you see them on, if you, how many times have you turned on your cell phone or on one of those your media services, and you find these women that are laid out, sisters, talk about they want respect, but they're showing all their wares. They're trying to entice you and don't even know you. And the reason being is because that may be how they, the level of life they live on. And there are some people that are sucked into that, and you know what? All of a sudden, they want to meet this person. And before you know it, they might be victimized by the fact that he has met that person, or she has met that person. We have to be very, very, very conscious about what it is that we want to achieve in life. Because when we're not, when we're thrown off our game, there are a lot of things that can take our attention that have no meaning to our principle. And I'm going to tell you something. I see it every day. Every day. Because the more you become aware, the more you see. And you see the things that you used to do. Wow. See, I used to be one of them people, fast food, driving, drive a truck. Running and grab me something, and come out, sit in the truck, throw it down in 10 minutes, and zoom, down the road. I didn't realize that that food, the french fries, had 102 ingredients. Think about it. I'm thinking, oh, just potatoes and some cooking grease. No. Food supply is entirely different today. So I started putting on a bunch of weight and everything, and I began to realize, you know, I got to take control. And when my wife started driving with me, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, no. Well, we got to find a solution. And that's what we started doing, looking for the solutions that would fit our purpose. But in the meantime, we keep to our plan, but we find a solution to fit our purpose. But most of all, in our inner operation, we never compromise the integrity of being able to achieve our goals. Why? Because we don't stand in each other's way. Some days, you know, you're two human people. There's some days where I know she don't want to see my face at all, let alone hear my voice. And guess what? I accommodate her as best I can. That's not saying that she dislikes me. That doesn't say that she doesn't love me. That says that we're in marriage, that are working on something, and sometimes we're in this little truck. And I say little because according, we used to live in a nice, large, 3-4-bedroom house. So if she had something that was on her mind that she wanted to deal with, she could go to her part of the house, do a reading or crocheting or whatever she wanted to do with her plants and that sort of thing. I'd go to the other part of the house, make jewelry, do my reading or whatever I'm going to do, and we wouldn't even have to disturb each other. But as we grew, we could come back together and sit down at a meal and talk about how we'd grown from the experience of what we were reading or what we were doing. You see, that is called harmony. Now, Westernism teaches you that that is love. I'm going to tell you something about us as people. We gravitate to harmony. Why do I say that? Because a lot of times when our tribes would get together, they would marry our children off 18 years before they got married through this process of betrothing. And these kids may not even have ever met each other during that time. But this is how they made strong ties in their cities, or should I say in their villages and in their tribes. And by the time these two people came together, they had a certain degree of innocence about them because they couldn't come from a position of corruption. You see, nowadays, these young kids look at TV and everything, but you thinking, oh, wow, this person has no idea that I like her. And here she's playing you, or you playing her. Not because of who you are, but because of how you've seen it done on a TV that's designed to corrupt you, because you don't have any idea who put that program together. Truth is, anybody who decides to turn away that TV, turn off that TV, benefits your life. They were talking about getting rid of the telephones, it'll benefit your life. If you just moved outside the city and didn't have no contact with anybody, it would benefit your life. Because then you could focus on you without all of the agitation that's going on around you. There is a reason for the agitation, and that's what keeps corruption alive. If you don't believe it, when you go home tonight, you ride down with the good old Martin Luther King Avenue. Every city got one. And you'll see what corruption does to our people who submit to their lower self. I'm going to tell you, I travel all over the country. I see Martin Luther King. I know where the black people are at. You ain't got to tell me. Let me see a map. I'll tell you. Because I've been doing it so long. And sometimes I just want to be around black people because they look like me. I want to shoot a little fool, talk a little bit. But when I get in those environments, I have to maintain my focus. Because I have to understand, I don't know where these people are. I don't know none of these people. I want to treat them like I would like them to treat me. And most of the time, I just have a good time and keep on moving. Sometimes I might pass out a business card or two. Now, when my wife's with me, I'm more selective about the places I go. And most of the cases, I like to have somebody in that environment to accompany us, which happens because we were down in Atlanta, that somebody accompanied us. We were in Dallas. Somebody accompanied us. You see what I'm saying? Well, you heard about Dave when we came down. So I'm just trying to give you an understanding that literally there are things that you can do, but there's going to be some times when you don't know the environment. So it's best to be able to have a contact who could open doors for you to enjoy yourself without putting yourself in jeopardy or compromising your purpose. Because I'm going to tell you something. Compromising the purpose, once you get used to that, all of a sudden you forget about your purpose. You don't want to get used to that. You want to stay focused on what you're trying to do. You're trying to rise to your next level, to your next level. You want to do those things. Even if you could run into them people who are doing that thing, I'll talk to them. See what their process is. See if it fits yours. See if anything that you do that is similar or that gives you a similar result. That's good conversation. Hey. Yes, brother. Please speak your name and what's your topic? I mean, what's your question?
This is Rob from Atlanta.
All right, brother.
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Come on, man. Add to the show tonight.
All right. Well, my question is, you know, you never want to throw the stone and hide the hand, but do you think in order to do some good, you have to do bad first, or in order to uncorrupt the person, you have to be a little bit of corrupt? In order for the better good, you know what I'm saying? In order to bring that person or people out of that corrupt environment.
I know exactly what you're saying, brother. I know exactly what you're saying. I got some cousins. I know, Eric, you might have heard Erica talk about her dad being a commander up at the Legion. And I got cousins that go there, and they are heavy, heavy drinkers. When I go there, I always got a red cup. And they always say, what you got, water or ice? So what do you mean? Well, we know you don't drink. But we know you hanging out in here. See, sometimes you got to go in and get them. But when you turn into them, they always remember that. You ever notice that? oh man, you said you don't do this, but yeah, but you do blah blah. They are always hold you to a higher level of integrity than themselves. So there are going to be times where you may have to put on the persona. And I was doing that for a while. And you know how they found? Check this out. I'm sitting there talking to a cousin. Another cousin comes up, throws her arms around me. I said, whoa, what's up, Steph? How you doing? She grabs my cup, takes a sip. This is water. Nobody in there knew. So you never know how it's going to come back at you. So I said, yeah, just in the mood for some water. That's all. Now, several people said, well, I just bought you that drink. I said, yeah. I said, and she didn't charge you for it. And they turned around and looked at the barmaid, who's a friend of mine. She said, no, I didn't charge you. She said, actually, if you want to know the truth, when you gave me that tip, I was going to tell you then, but you seem like you was in a good mood. Yeah, but when he comes in here, no, he doesn't drink. So naturally it came, well, what you come in here for? I came in here because I would like to help, but I can't help if you don't ask. Now that's deep. That's where you got to leave them. Because see, people like to do things to themselves. Some people like to go to bars and drink and hang out and talk crazy and all that. I tell them all the time, I've never came here to sit down and socialize, and I've been there many times, and not drop seeds. And the reason why I drop seeds is because one day I want them to understand the importance of the seed so they can ask me. But if you don't ask, I serve a greater principle at least being close to you, because then you know I love you. I mean, we are a family. It's always good to see you, but I'm not going to be you. Sometimes I tell them I got to leave too much smoke. That's what they do. But understand what I'm saying. I'm not compromising. And the reason why I'm not is because as soon as I do, somebody's going to look at me with a greater vision of my integrity than they should have, because they think they have that right. So yeah, I understand your question, brother. But remember this all the time. Devil ain't letting nobody out his den. And the reason why is because he's been trying to get everybody in. You go in there for a purpose where he can't, you can always turn around and leave. You know why? Because they ain't got nothing to hold you in there. Oh, yeah. Do I think that you need to turn into them to get them? No. Sometimes you might have to go into the devil's den. And that's cool, because you don't have to do what they do. All you got to do is let them know, look, I'm here for you. I ain't going to be here every day. My wife will tell you, sometimes when we go to Harrisburg, where she'll want to go to Legion, it's not in me that day. And the reason why it's not in me that day, because I might have something I want to read or something else I want to do, or I might even just want to be with the grandchildren. But it's not something I have to do. But I want to be there, because you never know. Perfect example is one day, sister was in there, and she was holding her side and everything, and my wife was saying, what's wrong with you? She said, well, I don't know, I got a change in my side. Well, the more she talked, the more my wife said, you know, maybe you need to go to the hospital. Here you go, appendicitis. But my wife said, I couldn't get it out of her, but she kept on talking about how she was so hurt. My wife said, why are you here? You know, I just don't want to sit home alone and that sort of thing. But you never know how where you are is going to make a difference. But you don't have to be the one to participate in the very thing you don't want to do, just because you would like them to do something different. Because then ultimately you're treading down a path that you are not designed for you, or you would have been doing it all the time. I understand your question, brother. I do understand your question. Listen, we do have to move on to, is that a suitable answer for you, brother? Let me ask you that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Just the frequency I can tune into it, and I understand it completely. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you answering my question, brother.
Excellent, man. I'm glad we was able to help you in any way, form, shape, or form. But listen, I do want to focus on how we can attack from you. And the reason why is because that's how we relieve ourselves of distress. All right, this is Brother Davidson. I'm back on Wise Wednesday. We get ready to go to a break. We're coming to the last portion of the show. We're going to talk about how we break the battle corruption. So get on your phones, give us a call. I'll answer your questions today if I can, and if I can, I'll give you whatever direction that would be principle for you to find a solution. This is Brother Davis from Wise Wednesday.
Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. Now, the show I laid out for you so far, I wanted you to see how corruption is alive and well in every aspect of our lives. We don't have to be victimized by it, but we have to identify what we want to do with our lives, or which way we want our lives to go, before we can really find a way to do battle with the corruption. And why? Because that way we'll have a comfort zone. Your comfort zone is things you won't do, okay? And when I say things you won't do, well, there's a great chance that if you walk down the street and you heard guns being fired in front of you, and they're going back and forth across the street, there's a great chance you're not going to walk in that gunfire. Know why? Because you don't want to be victimized by it. You know, see, things you won't do. So therefore, we have to focus on those sort of things in order for us to be able to know how to operate in the things we do regularly. Okay? One of the things we do regularly is conversate. All right? And more people say to me, you know what, man, sometimes when you say things, I got to look up the word. I said, you know, that's interesting. I used to, when I was a kid, I used to look up words when I was reading. That's how really my vocabulary got so extensive. And I said to him, but well, let me ask you this here. What is it about the words I use? And he said, well, you know, sometimes you're real analytical, and other times you just write down the earth. But I like to know what you're saying, and if I didn't understand, I said, well, why don't you just ask me? Tell me you didn't understand. He said, because I don't want to look stupid in front of other people. I said, brother, the only question that is stupid is the question that's not asked. He said, you know, I never thought about that. I said, because I'm going to tell you, if I said it, chances are I could break it down to it another way. We just get into a one-on-one situation. We don't have to be open conversation. And see, the best part about that is that people feel like you care, which is the first rule. They never reflect the fact that you care on the level that you're going to change your life for their circumstance. Because their emergency may not be your urgency. But if people think that you're going to operate on their best interest just because they pulled you aside, then they'll do that all the time. So there's going to be some times where, you know, people walk up to you and say, man, you know what went down? But sometimes you knowing is going to take you someplace you don't want to go. Always be careful. But sometimes you might have to say, you know what, this isn't a good time for me. Especially if you know the person. And if you know they can come off the same way all the time, just to make conversation. And there are people like that. So don't be surprised. But always keep your mind in your mind what you're trying to do, because when you don't, you lose track of what you're trying to do. And that's what you don't want to do. When you lose track of what you're trying to do, once again, your principle begins to fade, and so does your integrity. Okay? Another thing you want to do is you want to know how to operate in a system. Like Dave was saying earlier, if everybody would just say, you know what, I ain't using my cell phone, and put cell phones down as a collective. Let me repeat, as a collective, that's where your power is. And you could do this very simple with not just the cell phones. You might want to do that with something basic, like a local gas station. Local gas station, this is Asian or European or Indian, and he's nasty to the community. You ain't gonna buy your gas there. Believe me, these are tools that work, and even with the government. Everybody thinks that we have to live under a government of tyranny. No, we don't. If we stop participating in the process, and we start aligning ourselves in our communities to service what our community needs and what our community means to us, they're going to come to our community.
Brother
and
Davis.
Just give us some sort of explanation. Yeah, brother, come on.
Yeah, on that, Dave gave me an idea for the abolitionist movement, but to that last caller, brother, I struggle with that too. So don't think you alone in pondering those things. If I do a little bit of evil, if I can, that allow me to do great good, I have contemplated those things, man. And I tell you, it can corrupt your soul, man, because you know going in what you're doing is wrong. You know what I'm saying? So that can become a heavy burden, and then you could be setting yourself up to where you can't even do the good because you didn't got caught doing the bad, and now you in slavery, which brings me to slavery. So we got this march and rally in Washington, D.C. and Lafayette Park on August the 19th to bring attention to the world that the United States government never abolished slavery. That's the whole intent, okay, is to just make the public aware, a wider public outside of Black Talk Radio, outside of social media, and also for us to build with abolitionists and meet each other, you know, and greet each other instead of, you know, because most of us have been communicating across the country via, you know, social media or through our other communication platforms. But as Dave was talking, and I was like, he right. And I'm like, shut it down, shut it, shut it down. So I'm going to talk to some of my abolitionist comrades, and let's say we set a date, start publicizing it after the abolitionist meeting in Washington, D.C., and say a year from now, we're telling you, you people in charge of running the government and you know, in these positions of power and whatnot, if you don't stop practicing slavery by 1 year from now, We are going to tell people to cancel their service. Don't pay everything. I'm not going to rehash it, but everything that David mentioned. Because it don't require, like he said, it don't require us to march again. It don't require us to sign petitions. It don't require us to beg politicians. All we got to do is do a year-long campaign and say, if they do not stop practicing slavery, we gonna do X, Y, and Z. And like the young sister said, okay, cancel capitalism. Or capitalism cancel is what she said.
Absolutely. And that gives us enough time for everybody that has a friend, neighbor in a country, in the United States, in another state, in another city, to get the message out. So that when they see that it's done, this is done collectively. And we must understand the power is in collective, even if it's done in repetitious, as long as we're doing it collectively. Excellent content, Scotty. Thank you very much, man. Excellent add to the content of the show. Okay, getting back to how do we change? Okay, we really want to know some keys that we could use, okay? One of the keys we could use is, like I said, the count system, one. And another key we could use is the growth process. You're going to start seeing things that you used to do that you no longer do. See, that is what's called a little bit of gratitude, personal gratitude, because it's like, wow, I'm glad I don't do that no more. Perfect example is, when I was a young man, I thought smoking cigarettes was the thing, and I did. When I was a Marine Corps, I smoked cigarettes. Sometimes that was an escape for me. But when I got out the Corps, I was not the Corps a year, and because I wasn't around it, I didn't do it. So eventually, I stopped altogether. And before you know it now, I'm up at age, and I'm looking at other people, and I'm saying, you know, don't you see what that's doing to you? But that's, once again, that's another form of self-corruption, that everybody has to correct their own. Because see, I don't know what your weakness is of corruption, so I'm not telling you what it is. I'm telling you about how I deal with mine. And the reason why is because that is a doorway for you to understand that you can deal with yours. And when you deal with yours, all of a sudden the power of your integrity begins to return to you, and you can literally use that in other areas of your life. And this is the purpose of the show, to let you know that you cannot give control to someone else because they don't care about you. That TV set don't care about you. Will it teach you immoral things? Absolutely. Scott told you about the different things they want to sell on the internet. Don't think that the most pervasive things in media will not be the most sought after on the internet. And I told you one earlier when I said pornography. Because I'm going to tell you something. I did not know this, but I've seen some numbers. And I'm going to tell you, when I seen the number of people who were in these here, there was evidently a pedophile group that was shut down. There was 250,000 members on this, what they call the underground or the dark net pedophile group. 250,000 members. And they constantly were exchanging materials. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. Because 250,000 people have these images implanted in their mind that they enjoy, that deal with the debasing of children. Do you understand the dynamics of this thought process? So technologically, can you imagine what we don't know? You see, these things are starting to come out when they want to let them out. There's things going on that we have no idea that's going on. But they let them out when they want to let them out. And it is our purpose to stay focused so that when we start to change, that we can utilize that change and be the example for someone who needs it, so they could say, you know, man, I like who you are. I remember when we used to talk, every five words was a curse word. And now you very seldom curse. I used to sit back here and we used to throw back 40s, and now you don't drink no more. We go out to dinner, you don't eat meat. I'm not criticizing you, because I see it physically. It seems like you're doing something right. I just want to know, how did you start? Can I be a part? You never know. But if you decide to indulge in what they indulge in, no, they're not going to do that. Because they're going to be the ones that get up and face that. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me I can't take a drink when you're sitting over there drinking too. You know what I'm saying? The dynamic is different. But we have to really start to not only be a part of the change, we have to be the change. And the reason why we have to be the change is because before, they had people out front who want to lead, and they had intent behind their being out front. We don't have to be out front. All we got to do is speak as a voice. They don't have to see us, but if they feel us in the pocket, they're going to seek us out. And that's the main thing, because when they seek us out, well, you know what, we could probably do that if you could do this. Negotiation table is open. And here's the best part. The negotiation table that is open may not deal with 50 different groups, but all of their same interests are being dealt with those five people at the negotiation table. So that when they get those things from that group of five, it affects those 50 different groups in the manner in which they got positive results. And you see, this is why it's so important for us to understand that corruption does not control. We control. But if we decide to allow the corruptor to corrupt us, then we give away the control. Brother Davis, on a Wise Wednesday, I'm trying to lay this out for you, because this is going to be rough going forward for y'all who know and for y'all who don't know. The Pope signed what's called the Universal Law. Now, here's the catch. They don't know if all the countries are going to involve that are involved is going to even obey this crap. But he calls himself putting all the corporations under one roof, and that all the debt now is tied to a birth certificate or an EIN number or something to that effect. So therefore, he said, now this is, as it's written in the article, he's tired of corporations having their foot on the throat of humanity. But you have to understand now, the elitist that he speaks about, he's one of them also. I hope y'all pick that up. Now, don't take my word for this article. I tried to put it out there as best I can, but naturally, a lot of times when you put something out, people will step on it. I did get some hit back, so some people did get it, and they are reading it. But literally, they're trying to tell the world that now, since the pontiff, who is representing the highest spiritual realm on earth, they literally use the term God, that what he says overrides everybody's laws. I suggest, brothers and sisters, get the article, read it yourself, content out of it that you get, and then converse and share, because this is all starting to come to what they call the snowball effect. Okay? So when a snowball starts at the top of the hill, it's a little pebble. This is just a word a guy's telling you the East has the authority to do. But by the time it gets down that hill, it's going to be hitting countries hard. And the reason why it's going to be hitting some countries hard is because some countries are going to think, well, this directly affects us, and other countries are going to think, it don't mean nothing to me, especially the Muslim countries. So there's a conflict right there. So therefore, are they trying to get us into another war of religion? Because literally most of the wars that they've been talking about lately have been about that. And the reality is, I think that the United States is being more of an agitator than they are a peacemaker. And we have to make a point to know that in our neighbors of the world, we do not want war. We got work to do in cleaning up the mess. Oh, no, by the way, when people ask, the mess that we have here today are from walls. White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant males. Let me repeat that. These are the result of decisions that have been made by WASP. White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant males. And make no mistake, every time they tell you, oh, well, we're trying to fight with Russia, no, they're not. You know why? Because that's not what's in the Russian papers. Those of you who have multiple news services now, enjoy them. Scotty told you what we're going to do in order to stop this movement, to take all these different services off the line. Participate, because I'm going to tell you something. This fight is not one person's fight. This fight is everybody's fight. This country, the way it is, we're the laughing stock of the world, and I'm going to tell you something. How many of y'all seen that skit the other day when Trump was in, I think it was Denmark or something, or Holland, and they put this big hoopla, this grand thing out at his feet, and then when it came to him to shake hands, he shook the, I think it was the prime minister's hand, and he went to shake his wife's hand, she went right past him to his wife. You know why? Because women's solidarity goes farther than men. I'm going to give you a little taste of truth. How many times have you gone to the store with your significant other, and all of a sudden they put everything in the cart, you get up to this register, and turn around, well, I'll be right back, I'm going to go get something. Okay, so now you ring everything up, you pay for it, and just as you pay for it, and the woman's about to give you the change, here she walks up, and they give her the change. I bring it to their attention. So wait a minute. Now, if I paid for all of this, and I gave you the money, and then she walks up, why does she get the change? And she said, I didn't even think about it. Yes, you did. That's what I'm saying. Women have a entry dynamic that is working at times when we're not really paying a lot of attention to it. Perfect example. How many times women do your laundry and you say, you know what, you left something in your pants 3 or 4 days later? Oh, yeah, what was it? Well, it was like a few dollars. That's no big deal. And you just play it off. Well, my wife, I used to say, well, how much was it? Oh, it was $60. How much was it? It was $120. What? And what, you didn't tell me? Well, it all goes the same place. See, we have to understand that in that area of intradynamic operating, women understand the importance of a camaraderie that men haven't quite grasped yet. I'm not saying it's more superior. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that I admire it. And if that is one of the skills that women have, and which they have many they don't discuss with us, we're opening that door to have a better relationship of harmony. And let's get away from this whole concept of love. I'm going to tell you why. Because love gives a false pretense. Harmony shows love. As Westernism teaches you, because love is not an emotion. Love is an action. I could tell you I love you all day long, but if I just kick you to the curb every time you got a question, that ain't love. But if you look at me and say, you know what, Don, I ain't feeling good today, and I say, okay, well, I tell you what, why don't you just lay down, let me get something for you. Or she calls you on the phone, is this raining, I got to walk home because I missed the bus. Let me come and pick you up. Well, no, because I'm only a block or two away, and it's a beautiful day. But by the time they come home, just think how the effect you would have if you just turn the tub on, put a little warm water in it, and say, baby, look, I know it's raining out there. If you want to take a bath, I'll set the bath water for you. See, these are the ideas that are the basic principles behind building a harmony between a man and a woman, which is the foundation of most of all civil society. So when we are practicing this here, this concept of being able to grow and have purpose and dignity, important for us to also be able to stay in harmony, not only our significant others, but with our households, with our communities, with our select group of friends, because these give purpose to the task that is before us. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. I hope that I've given you an understanding of corruption, how to decide, how to cite it before, cite the corrupter before you make any decisions. I hope I've given you insight to understand that it's going to come on many levels. So don't think one way. Always be flexible enough to be able to identify. And most of all, I hope that I've given you some key solutions so that you can not only do the transformation you need to be the person you want to be, but you can help others along your way. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. I always like to give him some time left. So, Dave, back to you, my brother.
Great, great show, as always, Brother Davis. Hey, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here because we got New Abolition Radio coming on right away, and it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, and it's before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. For those of you that are taking the preparations class, we will reconvene in 15 minutes, and so I just want to say much love, much respect. Excuse me, much harmony and much respect to you all. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, Brother Braggs. Take us out.
Yes, sir. Peace, peace.
Let's resonate. Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.